It's immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the town of Smithville...
There's the drugstore, Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the police car.
Yes, I see that, too. All right, inside, Della.
It was terrible, Oscar. Just terrible. He pointed a pistol right at me. Right at me. He grabbed the prescription
You're
out of my
right
hand.
Now, Eddie, calm down.
That's easy for you to say. He didn't point the pistol at you. Your life wasn't
in danger. Mister. We've had some trouble here.
My name is Perry Mason. Here's my identification.
Yes, Mr. Mason. We had a call from a lieutenant of city police, Lieutenant Halverson.
That's right. We're working together. What happened?
Well, a man pulled a gun on Eddie, grabbed a prescription, and ran out the back way.
You know the address on that prescription, Mr. Eddie?
I had a nerve-wracking experience. You should have seen it. I might have lost my life.
But you're all right now.
Well, a man doesn't forget something like that.
Mr. Eddie, did you see an address on the prescription?
Well, go on, Eddie, answer him.
I don't have to answer him. He's not an officer of the law.
There isn't time to stand on ceremony, sir. The man who threatened you with a gun... He's doing his best to find a young girl named Suzanne Barkley. He'll kill that girl if he finds her before we do.
The city police back up everything you just told you, Mr. Reddy.
Now, did you see the address on that prescription? No.
Oh, Perry.
Did you notice the name of the street or a number or...
No, sir. I just got the prescription out of the files when he grabbed it. But I can tell you what the man looked like. He had on dark glasses and he had a mustache.
Both of which he removed the moment he left this store.
Well... What's that?
He wore a disguise.
And we have to find that address.
Well, I can't tell you what I don't know.
Yes. The prescription was delivered. Now, do you make deliveries?
Certainly not.
There's a high school boy comes in afternoons. He makes deliveries. He don't come in till 12.
Perry, shall I phone the school and see if I...
Oh, excuse me. William is here now. He came in early. William! William, leave that chocolate syrup alone and come here.
I was only making myself a chocolate sundae, Mr.
Eddie. William, why aren't you at school?
I usually have algebra class this period, but there's no algebra class today because the teacher's got pneumonia.
All right, never mind. This man here wants to ask you some questions.
Yes. Now, William, you delivered a prescription on October 29th.
Wait till I check the calendar.
What's the matter with you? Didn't you hear the man say it was October 29th? Why look at the calendar?
Because if I...
But just be quiet and listen. Now, this is a very important matter.
William, you made this delivery several months ago.
Gosh, mister, I don't see how you expect...
Wait. There are some things to help. First, you delivered the medicine to a very pretty young girl. Here, this is her picture.
I delivered medicine to her?
Yes. On October 29th. Do you remember?
No, sir.
I was hoping that her picture would help you recall... Now, William, you're going to have to remember some detail about that particular day. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
This won't be easy. But if you try hard enough, perhaps you'll remember making the delivery.
Well, I'll try as hard as I can, mister, but... Well, wouldn't it be a good idea for me to know what day of the week it was?
Yes. The 29th was a Thursday.
Thursday, you say? See, that's one on you, Mr. Eddie.
What are you talking about?
Well, that was during the football season. You see, officer, I'm a cheerleader, and we have cheerleaders practice on Thursday afternoons, and I don't work on Thursday afternoons during football season.
Oh, dear, that's true.
You make deliveries on Thursdays during the football season, Mr. Eddie.
Yes, I do.
You see, I asked to see a calendar, Mr. Eddie, but you told me to be quiet.
Yes, William.
I thought maybe it was on a Thursday.
We all
understand. And I could have told you right off if I'd seen a calendar.
Be quiet, William.
Mr. Eddie, did you look at the girl's picture?
Well, yes. I looked at it, but I don't remember.
Well, perhaps you only delivered it to the door.
No, wait, I'm trying to remember. Now, October 29th. Now, that was the last Thursday in October. And we had a cold snap at the end of October.
Tell me, how do you make your deliveries? You use a truck or...
Oh, we use a motor scooter.
Oh. Well, then you must have been cold, Mr. Eddie.
Yes, you're right. I was. And I remember I was thankful that I had only a few deliveries to make. Only three, as a matter of fact. Now, I remember two of them, but the other one, now that could have been the one. I don't remember the address, but, you know, it seems to me it was a rooming house on 5th Street, or maybe it was 6th. No, I'm almost sure it was 5th.
All right, let's go take a look.
Got your car, Mr. Mason?
Yes, I have. I'll follow you. Suppose you take Mr. Eddie in your car.
Hmm? Right.
Harry?
Yes?
There's Paul Drake getting out of the taxi.
Well, he's just in time, I hope.
Paul! Paul, over here. Step on it.
As you know, there's urgent reason for speed. Because at this very moment, Gus Jansen glances at the slip of paper in his hand, the prescription blank he just stole from Mr. Eddy, stops his car in front of a rooming house.
Mrs. Dooley.
I said I haven't got any change and I have to go down cellar and send it first.
Mrs. Dooley.
Are you the man from the dry cleaners?
No.
Oh. I thought you were the man from the dry cleaners. Well, come in. Come in out of the damp. Not that it's much better in here. That furnace doesn't put out enough heat. I'm only joking, mister. It's a good furnace and a comfortable house. I run a respectable place, let me tell you. You want to rent a room, dearie?
No, thanks.
Oh, you don't, eh? You selling something?
No, I'm not selling anything. I want to find a girl who rented one of your rooms.
Oh. Who? Rita?
Well, she didn't use her real name. I'm not certain what name she did use, but I believe she used the name of Burke. Sarah Burke.
Sounds funny, don't it?
What?
You want to find a girl, but you don't know her name. You think she's here now? There's nobody named Burke here.
Well, she might not be here now. But do you recall a girl named Burke? She came here late in October.
Not offhand.
She's young, blonde, a very beautiful girl.
Late October, you say?
Yes, there's more. Her hand was injured. It was bandaged. Oh. She had medicine delivered from the drugstore.
Oh.
You remember?
Not so fast, young fella. How do you know she wants you to find her?
Why, Mrs. Dooley.
Not using her own name, and she's running away?
Well, not from me, Mrs. Dooley.
No?
No, I'm her brother.
Oh, you're her brother.
Well, naturally, I want to find her.
Naturally.
I'm worried about my sister.
Let's go down cellar.
Down cellar? Why?
So we can talk cozy in private.
Well, there's no one here.
Uh-huh. But I got a tent to that furnace. I could get my furnace repaired if I had a little money. Well, the furnace people told me they'd put it in first-class shape for $200. But you're not interested in my problems. Are you, dearie?
Oh, I don't know, Mrs. Dooley. When you've got personal problems, you're interested in other people's problems. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I want to find my sister. You want to get your furnace repaired.
Yes.
Were you thinking each of us can help the other?
You're a real gentleman, dearie. I knew it when I set eyes on you.
All right, Mrs. Dooley. Suppose you lead the way down cellar. After you, Mrs. Dooley.
As you just heard, Gus is on the point of making a key discovery. And as you know, Perry Mason is on his way. And will Mason be on time to stop Gus? Either way, there'll be action and excitement. So you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?